The federal government today announced that applications are open for companies to legally import, store and sell medicinal cannabis oils and medications in Australia. Currently used to treat patients with painful diseases such as cancer, medicinal cannabis is largely gained through importation or the black market. But under the government's new scheme, the drugs could be available within 8 weeks. The Wire's Catherine Andrews reports.
Medicinal marijuana is currently brought from overseas on a case-by-case basis, but the Australian government's new scheme will see local growing and supply. The Australian Farmers Federation says there is currently a trial growing of medicinal cannabis in Tasmania, but says it could be grown in various states across Australia wherever it is environmentally feasible. Karen Burge is the manager of the Wellness Clinic in Newcastle that focuses on health and diet, using natural plant-based alternative healing methods, including the use of medicinal marijuana. I asked her what her reaction was to the news today.
I got excited, you know, it's been a very long journey to do what we're doing, and we've been supplying medicinal cannabis to Australians for 3 years as the Church of Ubuntu, as a non-for-profit organisation that believes in freedom of choice and that believes that natural law and that all seed-bearing plants were given to us for food, you know, it's natural, it's just part of nature, and prohibition is just a crime against humanity.
The Australian Medical Association is more cautious. Vice President of the AMA, Tony Bartoni, wants to see clinical trial results before endorsing it.
Today's announcement was a logical next step in the timely supply of medicinal-grade cannabis to the Australian market, pending the local production and supply of a safe and robust and effective local alternative. It needs to be borne in mind that the clinical trials that are currently underway will still be proceeding exactly the same in terms of informing, gathering and informing and producing that reliable guidelines or clinical set of guidelines in terms of the effective use and the appropriate use of medicinal cannabis in Australia going forward.
How do you think it will affect the treatment of patients with, say, cancer or other serious illnesses?
Today's announcement should really not change the suitability of the treatment for any patient where it was an alternative. The only thing that's changed as a result of today's announcement is the logistical or timeliness of supply. The indications, the appropriateness and the suitability of medicinal cannabis remains today as it did yesterday, and it's to be ongoingly evaluated as a result of ongoing clinical trials and the information that we gather from that.
Do you know what some of the dangers of the use or overuse of medicinal marijuana is?
There are a number of immediate potential side effects of medicinal marijuana, but they're small in number. But obviously the one that really concerns us is the possibility of long-term use and its associated unmasking of future possible psychosis and other mental illness situations.
For Karen Burge, though, the new rules come as a huge relief.
You don't know, the journey that we've just been through in the last 3 years has been pretty much like a roller coaster. You know, we've got, you know, you'd have phone lines and everything going, internet access, and it's just been really, really hard work, and to try and, you know, support people the way we are, like to try and, we're getting 100 people call a day, and that's increased, a week, sorry, 100 cries for help every single week. Some of them aren't making them. Like last week I had to ring a lady, and her husband, 31, you know, she said, "I'm sorry, Kaz, Luke passed away yesterday, but do you think you can help our son because he's got leukemia?" You know? So it's really hard to continue to watch people suffer. And especially, that's the core of my advocacy, just to go, it's just needless suffering. You know, medicinal cannabis equals better quality of life for all Australians. And every day that this food is withheld from us is another day of needless suffering for millions of Australians.
Karen Burge, manager of the Wellness Clinic, ending that report by The Wire's Catherine Andrews.